With swirling shawls and jingling dresses and bouncing feathers, contestants dance into an outdoor arena, clad brilliantly in regalia and fancy dress, while drum groups sing and keep the rhythm for the dancers. The Hunkpati Oyate Wachipi, or Crow Creek Tribe Powwow, is a glorious celebration. The bulk of Crow Creek Reservation is in Buffalo County, the poorest county in the United States. And if Congress doesn't act to reverse the sequester, the county stands to become a whole lot poorer.
But in our hearts, we're actually the richest because we put up with so much for years and years and years. What's the difference with sequestration?
Brandon Sazu is chairman of the Crow Creek Tribe.
We survived so long with not having enough funds because the government promised us all this and they never held up to their part of the bargain. They never followed the treaty, so we're used to it.
The tribe has a casino, the Lodestar, but it's not the moneymaker conventional wisdom would have it. On a Saturday evening, while the powwow across the highway is drawing crowds, most slot machines are unoccupied.
I think people have the notion that if a tribe has a casino, it's got it made.
I laugh at that. It's all about location. You take one of the tribes that are centrally located by cities, of course they're going to make millions, if not even billions. You take a casino and put it right in the middle of a tribe way out in the middle of nowhere, you're just going to barely survive.
As the vibrancy of the powwow would attest, it's not all gloom and doom on the Crow Creek Reservation. Sazu is eager to talk about the tribe's forward movement.
Well, let me start. We got a new school out of the ARA funds, $35 to $40 million school.
What funds?
The 2009 ARA funds, American Recovery and Reinvestment Act from Obama. So that's one great thing that happened.
Sazu says the schools are addressing bullying with peer-to-peer counseling, and the tribe does drug testing of prospective employees. These measures attack suicide and addiction that plague reservation life.
Another good thing we did was we took all our land back. There's no subleasing. Subleasing is where people lease the land for little or nothing, $7-$8 an acre, turn around and lease it to the non-Indian for triple that. So that's one thing we took back. We took 100% of that back.
Sazu says the tribe is now doing its own farming, working the land for its own profit. The additional revenue has allowed the tribe to build a convenience store, pay down debt at the casino, and expand its powwow grounds.
So, yes, we're thinking with business minds.
Walk around the perimeter of the powwow grounds and you see flickers of economic vitality. At one table, there are locally made lotions and oils, some of them scented with familiar fragrances of the prairie, like sage and sweetgrass. Another table holds fresh vegetables grown on reservation land.
You know, our kids are used to, you know, a lot of the processed food, you know, the high sugar food.
Billy Joe Sazu is Chairman Brandon Sazu's first cousin. He heads up efforts to get fresh food to the people by establishing tribal gardens and assisting with individual gardens.
We tilled about 16 gardens, I think. We had a program where we spent about $6,000 on garden tools and made kits, and those included shovels and hoes, little hand trowels, gloves, you know, anything you could possibly need to get your garden started. We handed out 80 of those, 80 kits.
Billy Joe Sazu says better food restores the people to a more traditional way of eating, focusing on lean meat, roots, and berries. Before moving on to reservations and relying on the government, the tribes had no fry bread and commodity cheese to clog arteries and lead to overwhelming rates of diabetes, cancer, and heart disease.
I had a youth group, and that's one of the things we talked about with a garden. You know, if you can snack on cucumbers, vegetables, carrots, whatever, you know, whatever kids like to snack on. And it's free. You save money, plus it's healthy.
Sazu's vegetable gardens, as well as the scented lotions and other products offered for sale at the powwow, are funded in part by Hunkpati Investments Incorporated.
A lot of dollars end up in the, you know, surrounding communities like Pier.
Executive Director Corianne Campbell says Hunkpati gives small loans and grants to local businesses or entrepreneurs with the intent of keeping money circulating on the reservation. Hunkpati works with people to build their credit and teaches young people how to build a business and manage their money. Campbell says the bulk of their funds comes from the U.S. Treasury.
Has the federal sequester affected your operation?
You know, at this point, it hasn't. Right now, as it stands, we haven't lost funding, and it hasn't, prohibited us from doing anything that we're trying to do. But you know, possibly moving forward, obviously, you know, it's going to be way more competitive to try to, you know, access funds and things like that.
The Crow Creek Tribe has weathered the first round of federal budget cuts. If the sequester continues another year, as it will if Congress doesn't act, the loss will accumulate to about 13% in 2 years, with even more cuts after that. The tribe is not positioned to make up federal cuts with local efforts, but on this day, tribal members dance on bare ground under open sky, the scene lit by the slanting golden light of the setting prairie sun, and they celebrate their progress. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.